Two bird watchers tick off the birds they see outside the back windows of the Green Bay Wildlife Sanctuary. Cindy Bayless and Nancy Navek count three male house finches.
Oh, look at the feeder. Oh, there's more than that, Cindy. There were probably five male. At the platform feeder.
The two are among more than 100,000 people from around the world who will take part in the annual count. Mike Reed directs the Wildlife Sanctuary. Over the long term, he says the collected information will help scientists track all types of species.
We casually notice there's more robins now in bluebirds that are being seen all winter long in Wisconsin. But where exactly are they located? How many? Is there a year-to-year difference? This kind of bird count could help answer some of those questions.
Reed says heavy snow and cold temperatures have made natural food sources scarce, so birds are flocking to backyard feeders.
When they're a little stressed for food, they're looking for additional food sources. And then when they come in, the predators come in, so you might get something that's a little rarer, like a sharp-shinned hawk or a Cooper's hawk or something else that then will follow them into your feeders. So, yeah, it's a good year to do it.
They're coming in now, one, two.
And there's a couple more up in the tree. Oh, here we go. Here come our numbers.
After counting the birds, participants are asked to log their results on the website birdcount.org. The Backyard Bird Count is run by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and the Audubon Society. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.